People in Senegal voted over the weekend, an election overshadowed by protests and violence. People managed to keep the actual voting mostly peaceful. Now it looks like they'll have to vote again. A runoff seems likely in the election that features an 85-year-old president who changed the law in order to seek a third term. NPR's Afebia Quist-Arkton reports.
As President Abdoulaye Wade emerged after casting his ballot, he was clearly upset, then visibly annoyed, as dozens of opposition supporters loudly booed him, shouting, "Gorgui Nadem." Gorgui, his nickname, "Old Man, Nadem, go away. Old Man, go away." Senegal's 85-year-old leader normally loves to spar with journalists, switching effortlessly from French to English and to the local Wolof language. But he left the polling station without a word as his bodyguards pushed throngs of journalists out of the way to usher Wade to his car.
Idrissa Seck, Abdoulaye Wade, Macky Sall.
At polling stations across Senegal, vote counting continued overnight, with early unofficial results pointing to a possible runoff vote between the president and his erstwhile prime minister and protégé-turned-presidential rival Macky Sall. There's bad blood between Wade and Sall after a very public falling out in 2008 over accountability issues involving the president's son. Speaking at his campaign headquarters in Dakar last night, 50-year-old Macky Sall predicted his own victory and a second round, warning that the president's camp should be closely scrutinized. Sall's jubilant supporters were already celebrating. They say they want change, as do many voters in Senegal, like Amadou Diop, who insist Wade must go.
I leave the boy for almost like 18 years. And I just came back, and I think that this is a major step, you know. I can use my voice to make an impact, and I think we need a change. We need a change because a lot of people here are suffering. They need job, we need employment, we need more social activities for everybody.
Voter Aminata Fall says it's important not to diminish Senegal's reputation for democratic distinction and stability in West Africa.
We want peace in Senegal. Peace, and you need peace and peace forever.
The president's bid for re-election triggered days of violent street protests after Senegal's top court endorsed Wade's third-term ambitions last month. The U.S. and others have expressed concerns about security in Senegal, which is a regional hub and home to many international organizations. Political commentator Amadou Tidiane Sy from the website westaf.com says the presidential election is a test of Senegalese democracy.
If people manage to kick Abdoulaye Wade out of power, I'm sorry to use those words, at least one thing would be achieved. People would know the power of the people. And it means the next president would have to listen, and he would have either to deliver or to quit, probably after one term.
If no single candidate wins the first round outright, Senegal's presidential vote goes to a runoff next month. Afebia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Dakar.